Chapter 2. Moscow. Large snowflakes, mixed with freezing rain, floated gently down and enshrouded the street lamps in ice fog as darkness settled over the city. The new party general secretary had called a plenary session of the Central Committee to establish his authority and set priorities. At least the colloquy, on the outside, would appear to accomplish those objectives. Soviet society, from the ruling hierarchy to the impoverished peasants in remote regions, had suffered years of economic, political, and social deprivation. The General Secretary, along with the 11 members of the Politichiskoye Bureau, desperately wanted to regain the favor of the Central Committee and the 18 million members of the Communist Party. The new ruler and his Politburo needed the support of their depressed society. The hierarchy needed the support of the masses, and the General Secretary was ready to placate the Russian people in any way possible. He needed time for his scheme to come to fruition. The new leader and a few select Politburo members had arranged a grazing party for 302 leading representatives of the Central Committee. A few elderly members were unable to attend the festivities because of poor health, the only plausible excuse for not attending a plenum called by the General Secretary. The idea of the grazing party, a Russian cultural tradition, was to soothe feelings, loosen talk, and foster an atmosphere of comradeship between the men of the Central Committee. Many relationships had been strained over the past 4 years, and an opportunity to have fun, relax, and enjoy an evening of frivolity would help renew old friendships and heal damaged pride. Tomorrow would be soon enough to discuss serious matters. This was a night of revelry for the communist leaders. The main dining room and adjoining bar in the great building were cavernous and could easily accommodate the Politburo and Central Committee contingent. An ornate